Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Gap and Mattel? Gotta tell you, didn't see this collaboration coming. Interesting. But this announcement got me thinking. Perhaps we limit ourselves when looking for marketing partners. It's an out-of-the-box approach and can look risky. So how do we approach these kinds of partnerships? By reducing the risk and therefore increasing the upside. Now, to reduce the risk, I suggest that we stay in our lanes. Using the Gap Mattel example, note that Gap is just changing the graphic that they put on their clothes. No major redesigns here. That's easy for them to do. And all Mattel is doing is giving Gap permission to do so. No big risk taking there, yet the partnership still sounds novel. Another way to reduce the risk? Limit the projects. In our world, we can create off-ramps after a period of time. We can limit activities to test the theory on the market. If it didn't work, no worries. No one bet the farm here. You know, ideas like this are new and can really require some visionary thinking. But if we work on reducing the risk, we can increase what I call the why not factor and make it easier for folks outside our market to consider collaborating with us. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.